I'd like us to read tonight. Okay, if I can get Google has, our Google and their Android has put in what they call their assistant. I know Apple has its own little thing like that too, and I find that those things get in my way, prevent me from doing what I want to do. A couple things. First off, if I can get people to read four verses. First off, Job 28:28. And then we can read Psalms 111, verse 10, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. If I can get some various people that would be willing to read those verses.
I'll start off with
Zach, just a second. Before I get into my lesson tonight, thank you, I appreciate it. And we'll pick on Zach to read this first verse. I thought I'd let you know that we actually have gotten to the point of tomorrow is moving day. So we actually move tomorrow. If you'd like our new address, it's 311 West, it's the Forum, 311 West Nottingham, apartment 246. And the zip is 78209. One less on the zip than what my zip is currently. So again, it's 311 West Nottingham, as in the forest, Robin Hood, I think it was. And it's up in the Lincoln Heights area is where we'll be moving. Kind of let you know roughly where we're going to be going. And it's apartment 246, and the zip is 78209. Okay, Zach. If you go ahead and read this first verse.
Yes, Job 28, verse 28 says, "And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord is, fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding."
Okay, so as we talk about, and we've been studying with Obed, hopefully we're all studying this book. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and it should help all of us become more wise and closer to God in our study and our knowledge of God. Can somebody else read Psalm 111, verse 10? Carries the same theme. Psalm 111, verse 10. Okay, so we find important aspect of the fear of the Lord. It will help us grant us knowledge, grant us wisdom and understanding. And I'm looking for a verse that I like to, if I can get my Bible to cooperate. I managed to break the screen on my tablet, and I have a new one. Fortunate that was not difficult to get the new one. However, the new one, it runs Android 14, which is recently out. And for you all that run Apple, you probably run the same thing. You get a new version of it, and they've changed everything. And so, I'm still trying to get everything switched around to cooperate with me, and obviously I haven't. One of the verses I'd like us to think about, okay, if I can get my tablet to cooperate. If we look over, one of the verses that I like to think about has to do in John 14 and John 15. It shows how we show our love for God and for our fellow man. Reading verse 23 of John 14. It tells us, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, we show our love through God, to God, through our obedience, through our knowledge of God, through our love of him, and our willingness to look at ourselves and look at our lives and not do what the rest of the world does religious-wise, but do what we need to do, that we will obey God. And we do it by, what did he say? He said, if a man love me, he will keep my word. In other words, we do it through obedience of God, through obedience of Christ. The fear of Psalm 111, verse 10 said, the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, we look at unto ourselves, we look unto God, we look unto his word, and we're willing to obey it and not anything that we want. We're willing to seek God in all that we do. Let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Okay, thank you, Adam. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. In other words, are we willing to obey God and seek God with our heart? Are we willing to do what he says and love him? Is what we found in John 14, 23. Are we willing to do what God says, not what man says? Because the point being, we need to get from this and what we've been studying in Hebrew, in Proverbs. I said Hebrews, but what we've been studying in Proverbs, the importance of obeying God, the importance of turning to wisdom. As we understand, the book of Proverbs was written primarily by Solomon. And Solomon had wisdom given from God, wisdom beyond all men. In other words, the fear of the Lord is the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge. But one of the things we were studying with Obed is the fact that what happened to Solomon? Through all his wisdom, the sad part is, as he closed his life out, he was not obedient to God anymore. He had erected places of worship to the gods of those peoples around him. In other words, he had taken wives from the people, from the countries around him, and his wives turned his heart. He allowed, through all his wisdom, to turn unto Satan, to turn into false religion, to turn away from God instead of obeying God. Proverbs 9, verse 10. Turn over there, because it's again in the same book of Proverbs, this book of wisdom. It says, the fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In other words, as we continue this theme again tonight that we're looking at, we think about the fact that God wants obedience. He wants us to obey him, not we turn unto idols. Not that we turn unto all sorts of things, the false gods. That we seek God in all his purity. We look into a bunch of these religions around that we find around us. And when they teach things other than God's word, which they do, they're teaching man's word, not God's word. If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. In other words, God and Jesus will dwell with us if we obey him and seek him first. Go ahead, Kevin.
When you talked about Solomon and his wisdom and understanding, those terms are thrown around, that does not, and that involves the head, the not the hands. In other words, the idea is you can know something and you can disregard it, as Solomon did later in his life. But you just talked about what Jesus said. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. That's talking about the hands, the action of life. And so knowledge can be divorced from action and love. And they're two separate things. To be pleasing to God, you need both. But having one, in the case of Solomon, is not enough. He didn't love God at the end.
And we identify our love of God by our obedience of him. And I want to change something that you said in just a second. Because John chapter 14, 23 says, if a man love me, he will keep my word, not commandments, but word. Not that there's really any different, but the point being is that we can end up with our denominational, worldly friends arguing over trivialities when the fact of it is, Jesus is very clear in verse 23, we need to keep his word. His word is his commandments to us. And that's very important. We need to think of that. Proverbs is the expression of wisdom literature. In other words, it is wisdom literature. And we've read several verses along that line, Job 28, 28, Psalm 111, verse 10, Proverbs 1, verse 7. All these show us that, teach us that if we obey God, if we seek God, if we seek God's wisdom, we'll be granted it. Thoughts will be granted wisdom also if we seek God, if we're willing to obey God in all that we do. We need to strive for God's wisdom, not man's wisdom. Because unfortunately, what we've just finished has a lot to do with man's wisdom, and that is the fact that we know the fact that this holiday that has just been celebrated, although very nice and enjoyable, it's nice to get the time off for those that are still employed. But it's nice to have those days off. But we need to realize the fact that this holiday, this Christmas holiday, had nothing to do with Christ's birth. We know from a fact, from what the description is about the conditions around Christ's birth, that he had to be born much later in the year than this time of year. And we look at history, we find the fact that those that were professing Christ in some form were trying to replace a secular holiday with a religious holiday. They were trying to turn a day into a religion that should not have been turned into a day of religion. And so the fact of the matter is that we find men looking unto his own wisdom, wanting to do things his own way instead of the way that God would have us do. Okay, we can think of some things here. First off, the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, and is clearly identified by that through various places in the book. Chapter 1, verse 1 of Proverbs, and chapter 10, verse 1, identify him as the author of these sections. That's up to verse 20. We also know the book of Proverbs was written by other men besides Solomon, portions of it. We can find in chapter 30 and 31 the fact that Agur, A-G-U-R, wrote probably part of this, and Lemuel probably wrote part of this book. Lemuel probably wrote chapter 31. And there are those that would include the entire chapter, verse 31. In other words, he writes a glowing, wonderful comment about women in chapter 31 and talks about the fact that women have a great responsibility and very great contribution to society and to a marriage and to a person. Okay, the book was written clearly by Solomon. At least the book, portions of Solomon are written back in when Solomon was king of Israel, which bring it to about 970 and 931 BC. So there's about a 40-year period that we find the book of Solomon, the book of Proverbs written by Solomon. So these books and these proverbs are written back at that time. We find the fact that if we look at it, that the book of Proverbs as we find it in the form we find it today was probably brought together or pulled together by Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, who did some great things, was a faithful man as a king and strove to be pleasing to God. Although, as Obed pointed out, Hezekiah did not tear down all of the temples to the false gods that Solomon had erected. Okay, we find that there are lots of important things in the book of Proverbs. First off, we find the fact that it's taught what fathers should do. Fathers should impart wisdom to their sons. If we look into chapter 4, it's an important part of what a father's job. Just like chapter 30 and 31 talk about women, in particular 31, we find the fact that a father's job is to take care of his family and to teach his children, in particular his son. They're to teach wisdom to their sons. And of course, we're taught in Proverbs, where do we get wisdom from? From God. Wisdom comes from God. And so we need to be teaching, and as fathers, we need to be teaching our children wisdom. In other words, we need to teach them God's word. I have some notes here written on the book of Proverbs. Early when I was a Christian, I was a member at Clearwater Church of Christ, or Church of Christ in Clearwater, I should say. And Jackie Steersman at that point in time was preaching there, and he had sent his goal was to preach through each book of the Bible on each Sunday. So Sunday morning, Sunday night, he would take and have outlined and hand out these outlines of the book of the Bible, books of the Bible, and he was preaching through those. And a great informative teachings from a sound preacher. So we find the fact that the writer of Solomon, as he wrote the book of Proverbs, he taught a lot of very important subjects. In fact, if we look into chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7, he's teaching about restraint against sexual sins, against debt, suretyship. In other words, do we borrow money from others? We need to be very careful of those things. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 5 talk about that. He talks about laziness, gossip, wickedness, adultery, harlots. Chapters 5, 6, and 7 teach about each of these subjects and what we should do. The fact that if we want wisdom, we need to avoid some of these things. We need to avoid the sexual sins. We need to avoid debt. We can sell our soul because of money. In fact, many people in this world do it. Money becomes the strings that tie our hands. And it can blind those that are to be a judge. It can blind many people about what they should do. In chapter 8, he personifies wisdom. We find, And my tablet is very unhappy because it can't connect to the internet here. And it wants to. Okay, let's go into chapter 8 of Proverbs. If I can get my tablet to cooperate here. Proverbs chapter 8. It says, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? On the top of high places, by the way, where the paths meet, she standeth. Besides the gates at the entry of the city, at the coming in of the door, she crieth aloud. So it makes it into a woman crying, and that's how wisdom is personified in chapter 8. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand prudence, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be the right things. So we need to look into wisdom. We need to look into the wisdom that Solomon gave us in the book of Proverbs and use that wisdom to grow, to increase our knowledge, our love of God. Okay, let me look through some more of my notes here. We have Proverbs of Home, Friends, and Fools in chapter 17, verse 1 through chapter 18, verse 24. And then we can get Proverbs regulating personal conduct in chapter 19, verse 1 and 22, verse up to 22, verse 16. We find the fact that Solomon did many great things, and he gave us some great personifications of wisdom that we need to look into, and we need to be very careful so that we don't fall into the same paths, the same problems that Solomon fell into. We need to make sure that we follow wisdom, that we seek wisdom in all that we do. We need to seek God's ways in all that we do. We need to be obedient to God. If we turn down into the end of the book, chapter 8, and look at a couple verses here. Chapter 8, verses 32 through 36. Let's read those. The following passages sum up the argument of the entire book. My son, forget not my law, but let my heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life, and peace will they add to thee. Let not kindness and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. We find the fact that the Jews, instead of taking these and obeying them, took them literally and wore writings from the Bible. Instead of obeying them, instead of seeking them, they took these phrases literally. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Jehovah and depart from evil. It will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor Jehovah with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats will overflow with new wine. That's from the third chapter of Proverbs. And the fact that we need to make sure that we hold forth and obey God and obey his teaching. We need to hold God first. I I urge everyone to read John 15. These are two important verses that we need to take, and two important chapters. We need to make sure that we're taking hold of everything that God has written and given us, that we obey him. Is it not getting the voice recognition right? So it just depends on how loud I talk.
No, it wasn't you.
Hopefully it's getting it close to correct. But if we turn over into Proverbs chapter 3, we find the fact that seeking God and holding his way first, obeying God, loving God, the first 10 verses of chapter 3, obeying God should be first and foremost in our thoughts and our minds. If we turn over there into Proverbs chapter 8, reading verses 32 through 36, it says, "Now therefore, my sons, hearken unto me, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Jehovah. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." In other words, our obedience of God, our seeking of God, becomes first and foremost of what we should seek and look into. Turn, if we read over in James chapter 3, verse 17 says, "But if any of you lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." James chapter 1, verse 5. But then James chapter 3:17, "But the wisdom is from above, first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance and without hypocrisy." In other words, we need to go and seek God. We need to obey him. We need to put his ways first. We should love him. And I see some, like I may have gotten that wrong. Let's see. Let's make sure that I have it. James 3. And 17. "If any man destroyeth the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, and such are ye." So my James 3:17, at least what I have in my tablet, is not quite a match with what I was reading there. Oh, I see. I had 1 Corinthians. I told you my tablet was not cooperating with me today. Okay, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy. Sorry about that. That's what I get for bringing a new tablet. To try to read verses, it jumps around on me every once in a while. James 3:17. The point being is that we need to make sure that we cling to and hold to God's word first. We need to make sure that we look to that. Renee?
And I was going to mention, you know, you started out with, if you love God, you'll keep the words and he'll abide with us. Those are the words that are going to judge us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So many people, and Satan proved that when he tried to twist the words, and even tried to twist the words with Jesus.
it's amazing.
Words are important. Words are very important.
And God.
Find that out in the judgment.
God. You're exactly right, and God told us how we can, how people will want to grab their heart, oh, I love God, and then they want to go do their own thing. That's not loving God, sorry. God tells us exactly how we can identify whether we love him, and that's whether we're willing, to obey him or not. We're willing to put his way first as opposed to our way. Which is, again, why wisdom literature is so important. Reading it, understanding it, and putting it in practice to our lives. There are those that would like to say the Word of God contradicts itself, but it doesn't. And there are those that would like to make all sorts of rash claims about God. And, sorry, God's word is sacrosanct, if you please. We need to follow it. We need to seek it. We need to obey it. And I guess the statement here is, know that anyone who ignores God cannot be wise. That's a very true statement. In other words, God is telling us, as God has told us, in this book, in the very beginning of the book, how we can find wisdom. And we find wisdom by obeying God, by seeking God, by seeking his word. When we pray to God and ask for wisdom, if we're not reading, growing, and studying in his word, we're not really trying to grow. We don't really want wisdom. Wisdom comes by our taking God's word and applying it in our lives, making it rich, making sure we follow it in all that we do, that we love God, that we obey God. We need to make sure that we are seeking God's will in all that we do, that we love God. Let's turn over to chapter 9 of Proverbs. See if I can get my book to cooperate. I think I found what I was doing wrong. A new device is always a bit of a growing. Okay, turn our, like I said, chapter 9, verses 1. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that is void of understanding, she saith to him, come eat. Ye of my bread, and drink of the wine that I have, which I have mingled. Leave off, ye simple ones, and live, and walk in the way of understanding. He that correcteth a scoffer getteth to himself reviling, and he that reproveth a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scoffer, lest he hate thee. Reprove a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In other words, we need to obey God, seek him, and seek to understand his wisdom, his word. We need to seek to do what is right in thy sight, in God's sight. With that, I'm going to close the lesson tonight. But let us make sure that we spend our time in God's word, obeying God, as we find the fact that the writer in John 14, tells us the fact that we're to keep God's word. We're to keep his commandments, if you please, as in John 14:14 tells us. But John 14:23 teaches us the fact that we need to obey the very literal words of God. We need to serve him in all that we do. There are many, many that claim to obey God and love God. But we find that those in the world that do so and yet don't obey, really obey God, look to those in the religious world around them to do what the religious world does and not what God says, are fraught with sin. They're fraught with disobedience to God. We need to make sure that we love God and we serve him in all that he does, and what in his beautiful, pure, and holy ways. Let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes here. Close a little early. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy love for this day. We thank thee for thy service. May we grow in thee. May we love thee. May we show thee our love through our obedience. May we do those things that are righteous and obedient in thy sight. May we serve thee in all that we do. Bless our efforts. We thank thee for those that are here this evening. We pray for them. We pray for those that decided not to come, that put the world first. May they serve thee, and may thy word break down their heart, that they'll serve thee and obey thee in all that they do. Bless our efforts. Forgive us our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.